Vinny leaned back in his chair at the reception, which was being held at the Catch Restaurant in Madison Park on Lake Washington. The venue had been chosen by Dee Dee, the bride's sister, and Vinny thought she had impeccable taste. Situated in an area of old mansions and wealth, it was a popular place for wedding receptions. It didn't come cheap, and Vinny was picking up the tab, but it had been worth every penny. The 30 or so tables seating 10 each, which had been decorated beautifully with floral centerpieces of orchids and set with fine silver at the start of the dinner, were now strewn with wine glasses as the party got into full swing. Vinny had instructed the restaurant that there was to be an open bar for the entire evening. Although he never drank alcohol himself, he preferred to have the full use of his faculties at all times. After the speeches, Clark and Roz had led the dancing with the first dance together as a married couple to Van Morrison's Brown Eyed Girl, and the guests had been dancing to the sounds of the band ever since. Vinny had even taken a spin around the dance floor with Roz and officially welcomed her to the family before sitting down again. Now, Vinny was watching Dee Dee slow dance with the man that he assumed was her boyfriend. As he recalled, Clark had said his name was Jake. They looked to be having a lot of fun together.
"You deciding whether to cut in?" Al asked him.
Vinny nodded.
"Not much gets past you, Al, does it? I was considering it, but it looks like nothing could pull those two apart tonight." "I'm sure we could think of something," Al said, cracking his chunky knuckles. "Not tonight, Al," Vinny chuckled. "But you're right. I'll have to think of something. It's getting past my bedtime. Let's leave the younger party animals to it. I just want to speak to Clark that I'll meet you outside. I won't be much longer."
"Sure thing, boss," Al said, standing up. "I'll start the car."
Vinny looked around for Clark, who was no longer on the dance floor. The bride was leading a locomotion dance train around the room with her girlfriends. "Leaving so soon?" said a woman's voice in Vinny's ear. Vinny turned. He forced a smile.
"Teresa, how lovely to see you again."
Teresa Larkin, the wife of his first cousin, Cecil, stood with her arms folded beside his chair.
"Isn't it just?" Teresa said. "That was quite some toast you gave earlier. It had me all choked up."
"I'm glad you enjoyed it," Vinny answered. "I meant every word. Clark's a great guy, and he's met a lovely woman to settle down with. I'm sure you're happy for the two of them."
"Of course," Teresa said through her gritted teeth.
"If you'll excuse me, I think I see the man himself. I want to have a word with him before I leave. Good night, Teresa. Do give my regards to Cecil. I hope to see you both soon. Dinner, perhaps? On me, of course."
Vinny stood, straightened his jacket, and nodded at Teresa. He turned and walked across the room towards Clark, who he'd spotted standing at the bar with John.
"Uncle Vinny," Clark beamed. "I hope you're enjoying yourself. Everything is superb, don't you think? It's been a great day from start to finish. I want to thank you again for your part in it."
"No thanks are necessary, Clark. It's been my pleasure."
Vinny gave his nephew a warm smile.
"You put that envelope I gave you somewhere safe, right?"
"Yes. Jake has all of the envelopes for safekeeping."
"Good," Vinny said. "I'm going to duck out the back way to get away from that awful woman, Teresa Larkin. Al's waiting with the engine running for a quick getaway. Give my love to Roz, and I'll see you both when you get back."
The men shook hands, and Clark pressed something into Vinny's palm. Vinny walked through the side doors of the restaurant into the gardens and peered at the business card in his hand.
"Dee Dee Wilson, Delish Catering."
He turned the card over, and there was Dee Dee's phone number on the back. With a smile, Vinny pulled a fat cigar out of his pocket and lit up. Heading in the direction of the lake, he puffed the cigar and blew out a ring of smoke, thinking about Teresa Larkin. Did she really think he hadn't seen her look of anger when he said during the toast about how proud he was of Clark? When he'd referred to him as the son he'd never had and told everybody at the reception that Clark was his sole heir? Teresa's face had turned red, and she'd ranted in Cecil's ear throughout the rest of Vinny's speech. Vinny walked across the wet grass, the expanse of Lake Washington glistening in the moonlight. The snap of a twig caused him to pause. He hadn't stepped on one, so there must be someone else there. Before he could turn, he felt the cold steel of a pistol being pressed into the back of his skull.